Well, good afternoon, everyone. Oh, I clearly need to stand over here. Good afternoon. Are there still seats? There's a chair near you. Wave a hand because we got people standing at the back. So there's some here. There's some on the edges. Feel free. I don't mind. So I am Deborah Harsma. I'm president of BioLogos. And I want to tell you just a little bit about BioLogos. We also have here in the room, Jim Stump. Wave your hand, Jim. Jim is also on staff with BioLogos. Decided I'd do the talking, but he's worth meeting if you have a chance. So BioLogos is only 6 years old. So if you haven't heard of it, that's very understandable. It was founded by Francis Collins, who is the director of the National Institutes of Health in the United States. He was also director of the Human Genome Project. And he wrote this book, The Language of God. It was a bestseller in which he gave his testimony of how he became a Christian as an adult through reading C.S. Lewis. So he is a bona fide evangelical Christian who is also one of the world's leading scientists. And many people could not fit that together in their minds. How can you be both of those things at once? And so he got lots of questions, and out of those questions, he founded BioLogos to have a website to answer those questions. We have grown since then, and I'll give you a feel as we go through the talk of the kinds of things that we're doing. This is our mission statement. BioLogos invites the church and the world to see the harmony between science and biblical faith as we present an evolutionary understanding of God's creation. So here at the ASA, we certainly believe in the harmony between science and biblical faith, that these are related and have a mutually positive relationship with each other. The focus at BioLogos is on issues of origins, creation and evolution issues. And we also, within that, have a particular position. We present the idea that God used evolution to create, that evolution is a means of how God is bringing about the species. And I know at ASA we don't all agree about that, but that is what we are doing at BioLogos. If you want to know more, this is a PDF file, which I understand will be online, and so I embedded a lot of links in it, so you can follow the links to read more. So these are links to our belief statement and our history statement, so you can learn more there. So this makes us very interested at BioLogos and what people are currently thinking and feeling about evolution. So I want to go over some of the results of recent surveys to give you an overview if you've lost track. Most of these have been in the news, but there's different ones that highlight different aspects. And then Paul Arvidsson, if he's here. Oh, shucks. Maybe I can give part of his talk, because he's here to talk about another great survey, which I'll say very little about because of his presentation. So one survey is the Pew survey. This was a survey done a little over a year ago. The results were released in December. And it asked the standard question about evolution. And 33% of US adults say that humans have existed in their present form since the beginning, whereas 60% say they have evolved over time. Now this question focuses on humans. And for many Christians, humans, that's the most difficult idea to get your head around, that humans might have evolved. My first question was, well, did they ask about just animal evolution, a less theologically fraught topic? Well, when you ask about that, whoa, here we are. I seem to have lost a slide. Oh, yeah, no, this is it. Yeah, views for animal evolution are the same. So if you look at these numbers here, you get virtually identical numbers when you ask the question, have animals evolved over time, or are they basically in their present form? So in a general public survey, people aren't distinguishing between human evolution and animal evolution. So what's the source of this? Well, we're very familiar that there's a lot of faith commitments that are influencing how people answer these questions. So this here shows for all adults, there's the 33 there and the 60% who accept evolution there, that humans have evolved. You go to white evangelical Protestants and you get down to 64-27. So definitely this is confirming what many of us...